Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, December 8th, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search and Roundtable over the past week. Lots to discuss: Google Gemini, Bing Deep Search, Google Reviews Winter Blast, Google Ads controversy, Search Console stuff, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned. A lot to get through. Of course, I'd like to thank our sponsors, SimilarWeb, formerly RankRanger. They're kind of migrating right now. This was sponsored by RankRanger, which is a tool owned by SimilarWeb, the all-in-one professional SEO software. RankRanger is a comprehensive SEO platform that allows you to grow your business with data and analytics. It offers valuable insights through advanced rank tracking, including above-the-fold tracking, organic share and voice reporting, and actionable SERP data and SERP analysis tools. So definitely check them out at RankRanger or SimilarWeb. RankRanger should redirect to SimilarWeb. Thank you so much for sponsoring and for sponsoring us next year. Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, so first up, we have the Google November 2023 reviews update, which is completed after a full 29-day rollout. It's crazy how long it took, but it took a while, and it's finally rolled out. I think it took a while just because a lot of the engineers were off for Thanksgiving and for long periods of time, and Google said they wanted to make sure to roll it out over for security purposes and make sure it's rolled out properly. So I guess they kind of paused it for a little bit. I'm not exactly sure, and they could let it go. Again, it started on November 8th. It finished on December 7th. And it took about 29 days. This one looks at review content, including products, services, destinations, games, movies, and other topics. It's the last time Google will confirm a reviews update going forward. There was an overlapping update, the November core update, which again overlapped with this update. And that started on the 2nd and finished on the 28th of November. And this went a little bit longer, starting on November 8th and finishing on December 7th. You can see the tools here. They're pretty volatile throughout the whole entire week. It's unclear if it was core update related or reviews update. There was definitely some significant things towards the end, which may be reviews because it's finished rolling out. And I have a lot more content on the post there. And like I said, we definitely saw some significant winter blast type of action from Google. I didn't know if it was related to the reviews update, but for the past week or so, it's been very, very volatile. I called it the winter blast, but I said it might be reviews update. It might be tremors from the core update. It's unclear, but it probably is reviews related, but it's completely unsure for sure. So we definitely covered that as well. So keep that in mind. And this is interesting. Over the past couple months, looks like Google has given Google Groups a rank visibility boost in the Google search. Now, I don't think it's intentional. It looks like people are, we're seeing a lot more Google Groups related content, threads from Google Groups. Maybe it's related to the hidden gems related algorithm. It's not sure. Showing up at the top of results. Brian spotted this early on. He said this started back in October. Then other people chimed in, like Glenn Gabe and Lily Ray and Systrix and other people like that. So it definitely seems like Google Groups is surfacing a lot higher in the search results. Google is aware of this. It kind of is a bit sketchy because, not because Google owns it, but because the content that is being ranked could be pretty not safe. Not just from an adult, not safe for work perspective, but also from showing credit cards and other information that might be not great. So hopefully Google will resolve that. It's been interesting to see that. Now, moving on to Google's announcements, Google announced Gemini. Their next level, as they call it, next level AI. It's out. It's being tested. It's being used in Google Bard specifically. It's being tested in Google Search Generative Experience, the SGE results. And Google said with regard to SGE, we're making it our Search Generative Experience faster for you with a 40% reduction in latency in English in the US alongside with other quality improvements. So that they're using that to make things better. It's going to come to traditional search. It's going to come to Google Ads. It's going to come to other areas as well and other products. It's already being used in Bard. And other areas. It's very, very interesting. Google's really, really proud of this launch. It seems like most people are pretty excited about this launch. So definitely take a look at that. I posted about that on December 7th at seroundtable.com. Talking about AI, Bing has introduced what they call Deep Search and other co-pilot announcements. First, let's start with Deep Search. Deep Search is slow, but it's really good, supposedly. It kind of reminds me of like Google's Hidden Gems, but it could take up to like 30 seconds or so to give you an answer. It's not out to everybody. It's a very limited number of users. You probably won't see it if you try to get to it. But basically, Microsoft said Deep Search uses Bing's existing web and search index, plus its search ranking system, but enhances them with GPT-4. GPT-4 inputs their search query and then expands that query into more comprehensive description of what an ideal set of results should be and should include. So basically a way of expanding the query to make it better using GPT-4. And then it brings back results that often don't show up in typical search results, reminds me of Hidden Gems, it does this by using a query technique to find pages that might match the expanded query, rewriting the query by on its behalf, and searching for those variations as well. So it's basically a query expansion, but much, much, much more sophisticated. We have more details about this. And funny, because Ron John and Michael Schechter all said that Deep Search was originally named Search Harder, but when they tested it with focus groups and so forth, Search Harder didn't really sit well, so they named it Deep Search instead. A lot of information I have here on the post on December 6th about how this all works. And then Microsoft also announced a bunch of Copilot enhancements, formerly known as Bing Chat. The GPT-4 Turbo is coming out, which we covered already. Multimodal search for grounding is being expanded, and a lot more things around DALL-E and image creation and code interpretation and a lot of other things. So definitely take a look at that. Pretty big announcements from both Microsoft and Google on their AI enhancements. Then I covered this thing around Googlers deleting their posts on Twitter, formerly known as X. Super interesting. So Danny Sullivan, for the past, I can't tell you how long, has been deleting tweets across his personal account. He told us, and I asked him, what's going on? Why are you deleting so many tweets? And he deletes tweets all the time, at least historically he has, not recently. Because, not on the Google Search Liaison account, but his personal account, he said because, and I'll read it to you. On my personal account, I have, well, he said the service died, an auto-delete service that has been placed from over the year that basically, things that got low engagement, he said, would auto-delete, which is very, very interesting. I'm not sure why. But he removed automatically tweets that got auto that were not as engaging as his other tweets using a service. That service is no longer available, so he probably doesn't do that as much now. But then also John Mueller deleted a bunch of tweets around a post that I wrote about Google's not rolling back its helpful content update. Now, Google then confirmed that, yes, it did not roll back its helpful content update, even though John Mueller deleted the tweets around that. They confirmed that. The reason John Mueller removed those tweets, he did not say. I suspect is because he was pretty much being attacked. I didn't say this in the blog post, but I suspect those tweets led to a lot of attacks to him, and he decided to remove them to dissuade or prevent more people just attacking him on Twitter. It's sad to see that. I know John's a really good guy, and I know he tweets, some tweets come out, and they might be interpreted differently, but those were really great tweets. And, of course, those tweets are still in scope and available on my blog post because the JavaScript includes the actual text, but the tweets themselves were deleted. So that got a little controversy this week. Joy Hawkins' teams noticed that Google may have adapted their local ranking algorithm to now detect if a business is open. So they're using business hours to see if they should rank that business listing in the local pack or not. Now, it depends on the query, but I did a bunch of searches to compare this, and they have all their data, a lot more data than I do, but I have a bunch of searches to compare searches in my local area for lawyers and web developers, and it does seem that when businesses open up, the rankings actually change. So 6 o'clock turns different results than it would at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning. Definitely give it a try for yourself. And a lot of people say, oh, maybe we should keep our business open 24/7. I wouldn't do that yet. Maybe it's a bug or something that Google will revert. We'll see. On the local side, Mike Blumenfeld from Near Media noticed that Google's local service ads reviews are being hijacked. He has a whole report about how these local service ad reviews are being hijacked, how one business is able to take over 9,000 plus reviews from some other business and so forth, as well as other examples. So definitely take a look at that. I posted about that on December 4th at seroundtable.com. Google has expanded its video guidelines to say that the video must be in the main content, the primary content of the page, for it to not just rank in the video snippets, rich results, but also for it to rank in video mode, Google Hold the Video Mode, which is basically the video tab in the Google search results. So keep that in mind, that is expanded. Google Search Console has removed the mobile usability report and the mobile friendly test. We knew it was coming and now it's gone. Google no longer thinks that people need to worry about mobile because everybody's building mobile-first websites anyway. Google Search added vacation rental structured data, rich results, and reporting. So now if you have vacation rentals, there's new structured data that you can implement to get the rich results and then to test that in Search Console. Google Search Console also will be removing the product results search appearance filter from the performance reports. Google said they're doing this because they already expanded that into Merchant Center listings, and now you can actually get those reports in Merchant Center, so why keep them in product performance report as well? So keep that in mind. Also, it looks like, according to Glenn Gabe, that how-to rich results are returning to their search results. It seems like it started around the same time as the FAQ rich results returned. It was very interesting that Google said they were removing it. Now they're kind of bringing it back. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that, but it definitely seems to be the case. There have been a number of complaints about SEOs noticing that the Search Console robust.txt testing tool is showing invalid sitemap URLs being detected. There's a big thread about that. It seems like it was a bug on Google's end. It seems like they may have fixed it, but definitely take a look at that. I posted about that on December 5th. I wouldn't be too worried about that. If you have a sitemap and it validates otherwise, you're probably good to go. Google Search seems to be rolling out or being testing the You Visit Often label, which came from the actual personalized results feature that Google launched a couple weeks ago. Now it's actually being rolled out where you can actually see the You Visit label in the actual search results. This was spotted by Liz Stark. So thank you so much for spotting that. Here's a screenshot of that. Google's also testing a light version of the knowledge panel, maybe a knowledge panel snippet. This was very interesting. It seems like a little knowledge panel shown in the actual search results. And this was spotted by Valentine Pletzker. Here's a screenshot from Valentine. Nice find there. Danny Sullivan confirmed an issue with site names. He said there's an issue where the site name for internal pages might not be the exact site name you want. So this is an example between a Sage Appliance versus Breville. I'm not sure. Two different brands. One brand's name is used in the UK, one brand's name in the US, and the page URL structure for those internal pages is a subfolder for the UK version. And Danny Sullivan said there's a known issue with this. It may take a lot longer than typical site names to show up and fix, but keep that in mind. It isn't aware, or the Google's aware of it, and they will be fixing it to make it faster. Glenn Gabe did a very, very rare contributor post on Search Engine Roundtable. He talked about the Google alternative feeds and the secondary SERPs and how it's so hard to track those, the tracking challenges of those SERP features, the Discover and the alternative feeds, like things that pop up all the time, as well as those alternative SERPs like we discussed over the years, including SGUI browsing, features like Google Explore, features like News for You, features like the Follow feature and the More Stories feature, conversing with SGE, Things to Know, and a lot of other features, including like the Chrome Follow feed and so forth. So definitely take a look at that post. It really dives deep into these challenges with those types of SERP features. Google will allow advertisers to temporarily opt out of the Search Partner Network, even for PMax campaigns. This is a feature, a lot of controversy. There was a report by Ad Analytics report that showed basically Google showing your ads automatically on sites that you don't want your ads to show up on, like porn sites and gambling sites and stuff that just don't go well with your brand. And because of that, Google didn't confirm this, but basically said they're allowing people to opt out by calling their ad reps or support groups and calling Google Ad Support to ask for opting out features. There isn't an interface to do this yet. There is an interface to do this for the normal campaigns, but not with PMax campaigns and universal app campaigns. So keep that in mind. Google confirmed that you can actually go ahead and call your ad rep to do that, but it doesn't. There is no way to do that in the interface yet. Google Merchant Center Next is going to support rules and supplemental feeds early next year. There's a lot of concern about that, but it is coming out soon, so keep that in mind. Google SGE is testing a new feature to search by image. This was spotted by Brian as well. Nice catch there. Here's a screenshot of that in action. I was not able to replicate this, but it looks like to be a test where you can search by image. Google SGE is also testing the ability to export your results to Gmail or Google Docs. This was spotted by Kanishi. Nice find there. Google Search is rolling out the full WIF image pack, which they tested a couple of years ago with more details like site names and so forth. This is spotted by Morty Oberstein and Frank Santman. Thank you so much for spotting this and letting us know. Here's a screenshot of that as well. And finally, I also posted about the December Google Webmaster Report where I cover the past 30 days of Google-related organic search SEO-related stuff. Definitely take a look at that. Posted about that earlier this week. And of course, the Google Hanukkah decorations. The Hanukkah decorations are live for 2023. I assume the Christmas and Kwanzaa will be up a little bit later, but it is the first night of Hanukkah last night. Today's the first day. Everyone have a healthy, happy, safe Hanukkah and holidays. And thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Similarweb for sponsoring. Everyone have a safe weekend, and I'll speak to you guys next. Bye-bye.